Hi, my name is Teresa, and you are listening to Good Pregnancy Eats, the podcast. Imagine this. You've invited a number of your friends and family over for a summer dinner tonight. Now it's 10 minutes to 7 p.m. Guests are arriving early, your main dish is only halfway done, and you still have three more side dishes to make while struggling to greet your guests all at the same time. That's exactly the kind of scenario that I want to help you avoid. I'm going to give you four tips to get out of hosting overwhelm. These are going to help you prepare and relax so that you can look forward to hosting a stress-free and crowd-pleasing dinner this summer. The most important thing is to prep ahead. Prep whatever you can before the dinner, from the big and bulky dishes to the small details. Start by making a grocery list. Go through every recipe you plan to serve and make sure that you have enough of every ingredient. Also think about spices and beverages and things like napkins, aluminum foil, and little containers to send home leftovers with your guests. If you plan on doing some decoration and party favors, include supplies for these on your shopping list too. Next, thaw any frozen meats in the fridge in advance, so everything is defrosted by the day of your dinner. Prep as much of each recipe as you can in advance. This will save you time on the day of the event. Chop produce or buy speed scratch produce, which is already prepared for you. These are foods like shredded carrots, lettuce bags, but also canned or frozen vegetables and fruits. Be sure to refrigerate everything properly as you're cooking in advance. If something absolutely has to wait until the dinner, gather all the ingredients and prepare them as much as you can. This way you'll have everything ready and just have to finish the dish right in time for your guests to arrive. Plan ahead to keep cold foods cold and hot foods hot during the dinner. Don't leave anything sitting out in the summer heat. Add any extra dishes or equipment you'll need to keep foods properly chilled or hot to your shopping list. Now on the day of your dinner, you can relax knowing that most of the work is already done. Now that your prep is done, consider how you're going to serve the food. Once your guests are gathered and ready to eat, it's important to make serving easy. If you're hosting a sit-down dinner with five or more people, be sure to use two serving trays for the main dishes and sides. You can also do a buffet. Consider doubling up the buffet line so people can reach the buffet from the front and the back of the table. In this case, double up on your serving utensils for each serving dish so that guests can serve themselves from both sides of the table at the same time. Speaking of serving, cook a little bit of extra of everything so there's plenty to go around. This is also great if you invite additional people at the last minute or your guests bring additional company with them. You can always send home leftovers with your guests. Finally, clean as you go. I recently learned this from a professional chef. Clean as you go throughout the evening so you can spend more time with your guests instead of cleaning after the dinner. Pick up trash, stack dishes in the dishwasher, wipe down counters, soak utensils in hot water as you go throughout your dinner. Before I end this episode, let me review what we talked about. To host a stress-free and crowd-pleasing dinner, you'll want to prep ahead, make serving easy, cook extra so there's plenty to go around, and clean as you go throughout the dinner. Now invite your friends and family and enjoy a wonderful summer dinner together. I want to say thank you so much for listening. Subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a new episode. Get simple nutrition tips and healthy recipes by signing up to my newsletter at www.mamametime.net. Thanks again for listening. My name is Teresa and I will see you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.